Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, home of the world's greatest artist, TLC, Gladys Knight, India RE, Indigo Girls, and Hartsfield Atlanta Jackson Airport, the Falcons, and Clark Atlanta University. This is The Bright Side with Technisha, a daily show with real people with real experiences. And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is October 26, 2015, and this month is almost over with. But we're still fighting a fight for the ones who have lost their lives and the ones who have not stopped fighting the fight for breast cancer. I commend you women out there. You keep running that fight, and us who have not ran that fight, you better start running it. But today will be a debatable topic today. I need your ears open, your mouth closed, be quick to listen, and slow to speak today, because this is going to be a very serious topic that we may have covered before but have not went deep in. But today we might open up a little bit of this chapter on Jesus being the real Bible Jesus. The difference? Don't know? Well, we're soon to find out. I want you to stay tuned on The Bright Side with Technisha, and we definitely would find out this answer today.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Oh, I feel pretty good today because I am happy. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am millionaire-minded. Please, people, if you have not spoken these affirmations, you must do so now. You can text at 81010 at Milled Mind. That's MillMind to 81010. And we go on every single day, Monday through Friday at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. These are positive affirmations that will get you motivated, get you started. And I know many of times people speak of, oh, this is not happening. Yes, we have doubts. Yes, we block our blessings. That's all to be expected. But we have to know when we have to put that to the side. We have to stop doing that to ourselves and actually believe that Jesus Christ has our back. Well, the problem is we're not letting him do his job. We fail to let him do it. We want to keep doing it. We want to go our own way, and that's not going to happen. You can't do that. That's not the way it's done. He's not going to let you do like you want to do. You got to do like you're told. I'm hoping for a great show today, and I'm hoping for many positive reviews and feedback. So when you do listen to this show, please give all your positive feedback on my Facebook fair page, The Bright Side with Technisha. Oh, and I'm glad I just thought about it. I got to add my other two interviews to that as well. But, yes, this is going to be a positive show, and I'm hoping for a great outcome on it. Because when it comes to Jesus Christ, we always want to know more. There are hidden information that we still don't know. And that I would like to know more about. I have a coworker; she gets right into the details of it. And, it's stuff that blows your mind, baby. Stuff that sometimes you probably don't even want to put on the show. But while I'm waiting on my guest to come on air, I'm going to hit you with a little Dottie Peoples. He's an on-time guy.
The 5,000.
Yes, he is. He's an on-time guy. Yes, he is. And he will be there in a bit of lightning before you know it. You just have to be patient. You have to slow down and actually be patient. See, we want things to always be on our time, and that's not how it works. Yes, 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 yes. My heart goes out to the people in Afghanistan earlier today, and at least 100 people died, including children. 12 schoolgirls were killed trying to flee the earthquake, and they fell under the feet of other students. And they didn't make it, so our hearts go out to them. You know, it affects you in all kind of ways. And sometimes we think because we're not there in that certain area, oh, that has nothing to do with us. It has something to do with you. You're a mom, right? You're a father. Yeah, it has much to do with you. I have children, so I think about that. And you never know, one day, even though I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, it could come our way. It can hit us. So you have to take every moment and be thankful, because we are losing so many people. I mean, if you're a Facebook user like I am, you will actually see that we are losing people daily. Every time I click on Facebook, pops up someone's news feed in my timeline saying their mother, father, brother, friend, a high school friend has passed on. So we need to cherish every moment possibly. And I had a good friend who believed in that. Even though he passed on recently this year, Homer Springer, he believed in that. He saw no wrong in anyone. He believed that everyone could do right. And it's hard. It really is. It's hard to believe that. But I won't shed a tear. I will praise my friend, Homer Springer, because he wouldn't want us to do that. We're going to listen to a little bit more gospel with Dunny McClurkin featuring Kirk Franklin, Ooh Child.
Ha 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 ha. It's your nephew. What up, Johnny? Now, I know things in the world looking crazy right now, and you don't know what's going to happen next. But there's a word of encouragement for you, boo. Uncle Donnie.
Get easier, yeah. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Beautiful,
yeah. When the world is much brighter,
turn it to you.
where things will get brighter. Daddy promises. So you wake up in the morning, child.
You wake up in the morning, child.
You wake up in the morning.
Do you feel spectacular? You should, because you're on the Bright Side with Technisha, and that's how I want you to feel. I want you to feel spectacular. I don't want you to feel miserable at all. Not today. Today's not one of those days. Not any day, actually. We're going to enjoy ourselves today. We're going to get some word in us. Yes, amen, yes. We're going to get today. Oh, and if you feel there's something that you want to hear, please, don't mind. Phone in, and I don't mind doing that at all, you know, because I want to hear what you want to listen to. You know, as long as it's not provocative and all out the way, then, hey, we are all for it today. While I am getting things squared away, what we are going to do, we're going to play a little Adele. I know you might probably be tired of hearing it, but yes, I am going to play. So just stay tuned.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. Every piece of you. Don't underestimate.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
want to
make it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas, 1 in 300 million. The odds of a daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland, spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts, 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards, 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records, 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Just coming in about singer Rita. British singer Rita Ora revealed in this new biography that she has out now, hot right now, that she had been a victim of childhood sexual abuse at age 14. The X Factor judge was attending London's Sylvia Young Theater School when she met the unnamed man, then 26 years old. Ora called it her first relationship in an interview with British tabloid The Sun. And when the interviewer pointed out that such a sexual relationship is considered abuse, Ora, now 24, became thoughtful. This was her response. It's child abuse, really? Say that I suffered it because I wanted it. I want to say that I was forced to do it. I don't want people to think I was abused as a kid, but I was definitely more mature than I should have been at 14. The attention made me feel great. It's crazy. Okay. Well, I don't know about that one, but what are your thoughts on that one, Juris? I mean, I don't want to say that I suffered because I wanted it. Okay, but at the same time, he still was wrong. I would have to say no comments to that one. I don't want to get in that one. That sounds a little too messy for me. So today is Monday, Motivational Monday. You get on out there and you make the best of what it is. Wake up and get your money today, people, because it's time. It's time to get a crack-a-lack in. Get on the boat. This month is almost over with. So what's your plans for next month? What's your plans to start making a change right now? No time like today. Let's get it in. We want to wait till next year. We want to wait till this time. I want to lose 40 pounds by next year, by New Year's Eve. Why not start losing them pounds right now? Let's not wait till the last minute to want to start doing something. So let's go on and get it started right now. You wait around, then you might miss out. You're going to mostly miss out because you want to keep waiting. You want to wait for somebody to probably tell you how to do it. Nobody's not going to tell you to do that, baby. You have to get up and you have to ask you to do it for yourself. Can't wait around for everybody to see who's going to do what. That's not how it works. So I hope that you are out there making a prosperous lifestyle for yourself and not just sitting there waiting on the next man to see what they can do for you. Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But I tell you what, it's not going to happen. My show is not going to end. That's one thing about me. Guest or no guest, I'm going to keep it going. I sure am. I'm not stopping. Oh, excuse me for a little yawn. Yeah, I'm tired a little bit. You know how that goes. When you wake up early in the morning with your children, you have to get them ready for school. Lord, have mercy, honey. Woo, that's why I don't want no more. Too much. Gotta get up. Make you feel like you going all the way back to school, honey. I do. I feel like I'm in school every time I have to wake up and get them up. Oh, boy. I tell you one thing. I'm not going to go back to sleep because I need to get my workout in. I've been missing a couple of days of doing my workout, so I definitely need to make sure I get that in today. I sure, excuse me, I sure do. Oh, people, make sure you go out and get your flu shot, too. Don't forget that, because it's very serious. I mean, the way this weather, you know, it goes, you want to make sure that you got that taken care of. And speaking of you, I need to definitely make sure I go do it. I'm worrying about you, and I need to be worrying about myself. That's right. I'm worrying about you, and I ain't even did mine yet. Good, this. I have a yard problem today. Yes, I do. I'm so glad to be off work. Oh, I tell you, working back to back. It feels good when you got a couple of days off, honey. Yes, it does. I feel so relieved right now. My toes are curling up, honey. And I haven't even got those taken care of in a good while. I got to get my toes and nails done very, very soon because they're looking a little mannish. Yeah, they are. They're not looking too good right now, I tell you that. I don't think nobody wants to touch these toes. And if they do, they'll be desperate. They sure will. They'll be real desperate. They'll be like, get on up out of here with these toes. Scratching my sheets. Putting holes in them and stuff. But seriously, I do. I need to go get them done. And my eyebrows. And times are hard. Struggle is real. You know, that's why I always keep them positive affirmations. You know, God's been good. I got my went on out the way, and I'll be able to get it out the way this time. So I'm very thankful of being able to get my bills out the way. Yeah. And people know, I mean, things happen. It hits you. And I had to cut loose some people off my list because they shady. They say they're friends with you, and then they turn the other cheek the other way. So I just don't understand. But, no, I do. I do understand because God's showing me people's true color. That's what it is. He shows me their true color. But I'm not going to hold you up with all my problems. I'm going to hit you with a little BB and CC wine that's heaven. Thank you.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, that's all my time for now. Hopefully I'll catch you with another guest on, but I appreciate you for tuning in and listening to the good glory of the gospel. And before I leave you, the truth of the day from my friend Mary Ellen is this: take time to assess the effect of your choices. An upbeat outlook and a proactive attitude can attract a number of positive opportunities into your life. The temptation to jump into new opportunities and or new relationships may be overwhelming. However, before you jump, slow down to clearly see your choices. What impact will these new choices have on your life? How might this change your future? Will this put you on the right path or might it kick you into a wrong direction? Take a moment or two to make the most of your opportunities. Allow yourself to weigh all of your options. What are your knowing telling you? Be quiet. Sit with God and listen. Today, slow down and become willing to make choices that will truly benefit your life. Enjoy the day, everyone. I love you. God loves you. You already know that, baby. See you next time on the Bright Side with Technician.
Thanks for listening to The Bright Side with Technisha. If you like what you heard, tell your dad, mother, cousin, uncle, whomever. Be sure to check out the archive section at www.brightsidewithtk.com.